Ask the Expert on the Anton Savage Show.
Brought to you by Standard Life, a life savings company for your journey to and through retirement.
Martin Glynn is here to answer all of your DIY questions. And before we get into the questions that are coming in, Martin, were you aware that you shouldn't use a chainsaw to cut up a fin whale?
I was just laughing at that comment there. I wasn't sure, but...
And horse manure.
Horse manure,
cow,
yeah, yeah.
None of the pig, it won't have the same effect.
It has to be horse manure.
what a revelation. Martin is the, as I say, founder and CEO of the DIY Academy, here to answer any questions that you may have on DIY. One has just arrived in saying, "Hi, Anton, could you please put this to Martin? I'm thinking of doing paneling in my living room. My question is, as I only have one wall that doesn't have alcoved varying ceiling heights, etc., should I only do it on a, quote, straight wall as a feature, or could I pick a half height, for example, and do it all the way around the room? Also, is MDF the most cost-effective material to create the paneling feature?"
Yeah, both options are actually very good. Because your alcove will cause a bit of cutting and stuff like that. But you can get ready-made paneling kits now. You know, if you want to do a feature wall, get an 8-foot length, either the full wall or half wall, and they're so simple to attach now. With the products we have now, there's really good adhesives. You don't even have to worry about the fixing of them. You know, so just a couple of tacks usually does it.
Would you worry if you were gluing them to the wall that you will never get them back out again if you decide you hate them?
I get asked that question a lot. But to be honest, if you're doing it yourself, you probably won't take it down again. You know, it's you'd be so proud of what you did, and it'll be there. The next generation will worry about it.
Is there anything to stop them doing the straight wall in the room first, pausing, thinking through, seeing how long it took them before they decide to do the rest of it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, why not? It's all straight cuts, and they're cut for you. And these packs are cut for you. If you admit more about you, you could and had a chop saw, you could cut them yourself. You could just buy a sheet of MDF and rip them up, and it would be a bit more cost effective, but not much, to be honest. They're really good value.
Will you do it off a circular saw, or do you need to buy the chop saw?
You probably need a chop saw, to be honest, but you could get a mitre box maybe, but it would be slow and labour intensive.
Hand cut with a mitre
box. Yeah.
You had it a while. Tech saying, "Drains in the upstairs bathroom really smell when dry. I can smell it all the way downstairs and quite rotten egg-like. I've cleared them out several times from the bathroom end. I'm wondering what else I can do. It is impossible to get tradesmen."
Yeah.
How are you on plumbing?
I'm okay. You know what I mean? I don't get too into it, especially when it comes to heating systems, stuff like that. But the waste end of it, I don't mind doing, because it's kind of replacing like for like a lot of the time. But to the point, trying to get tradesmen around, it is difficult. And you can see it from their point of view as well. Like, they're working all day, and it's usually in the evening they'll be going to do jobs like that. And they're tired. And, like, you know, it's not that they don't want to call to your house. They want to spend some time with their family as well.
But if this is saying the drains in the upstairs bathroom really smell when dry, does that mean that the U-bends are all drying out and he's just smelling a septic or a sewer?
Yeah, it must be, because the smell can't come up to the sewer if the U-bend is full of water, we'll say. So they need to check them out just to make sure. And that's something that you could do. You know, you don't need a plumber to unscrew a few U-bends, and just maybe take a picture beforehand so you know which way it goes back again, and tighten them well when you're putting them back.
DIY query. In a fit of rage with the Hoover, I pulled up the last strand of carpet in our house on the stairs. I had a notion of varnishing the underlying wood, but previous owners had been a bit messy with painting the banisters, so I can't do that. I'm looking for options to make the stairs look good, but that isn't carpet, because of the associated Hoover rage.
Yeah, you can get, there's kits for this as well. It's just to kind of, you can just floor your stairs, and then there's little beads that go on the front of the step and the return as well. So, yeah, look at what's, in the last couple of years, everything's become very user-friendly for DIYers. So if you kind of look around and see what's out there, you'll see that a lot of the stuff is doable. You know what I mean? Stuff that 10 years ago wouldn't have been. But you can actually definitely dicky up your stairs, yeah.
And that's what, it's like a sort of a laminate kit, is that what
it
is?
So you work out, you use a laminate floor, but then there's little beads to go on the front of the step that catch the floor and down and the return as well.
And not too pricey, presumably, then, either.
Not too bad. If you look at the result, you kind of go, you know, when you weigh it up, not bad at all, really.
I have an ensuite with glass mosaic tiles that I want to remove for new tiles. What should I do? Cut out slabs? Can this be done without affecting the ceiling slab? As in, they're looking to yank the drywall off the walls. Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, see, it's hard to take tiles off without damaging drywall. And to be honest, it's not drywall or plasterboard, as other people call it. It's not that expensive. You know what I mean? A full sheet of plasterboard is like €20. So it's not, it's getting it, it's the size of it and getting it delivered is the thing. So you'll have to get it delivered.
Although but, presumably cement board if you're doing it in a
if
shower.
You're in around the shower, yeah, get the cement board. And but there's a green board for just the general areas of a shower, of a bathroom. But I wouldn't be concerned with trying to save the plasterboard because it the time it'll take you to try save it, you'd have it spent, you know, you'd have a plasterboard at 10 times.
Have you tried any of the polyester waterproof panel boards? They're like drywall.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Unbelievable.
And yeah. So light compared to trying to haul cement board around.
There's a new one and it's they're actually coming tiles and they slot into each other like it's the same company. And there's the big panels that just slot together side by side, but these ones come in tiles. You'd swear they're marble. Unbelievable. That really is. Cool, yeah.
For the person with the upstairs smell, the septic tank, if they have one, might need to be emptied.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. And then a very practical suggestion. Just run the tap once a week. It keeps water in the trap and therefore no smell. And this is because the function of a U-bend is it stays full of water, which is what blocks the odours coming back from the sewer system.
Yeah, it could be that. It could be just that the bathroom isn't used enough. But I'd say if it's a family bathroom, probably is. But maybe you're separate.
Well, no, because what the guy said the girl said in the original text was that the drains in the upstairs bathroom really smell when dry. So I assume they're drying out.
Yeah, simple as run the taps. Yeah. Yeah, it'll fill up the U-bend.
Another, I recently bought a stud finder. When I scan the wall around where I know for a fact there are wires, it makes no noise. However, when I place a piece of wire directly on top of the stud finder, it beeps. Is it faulty or am I doing something wrong?
Yeah, I have a bit of a love-hate relationship with stud finders, to be honest. Sometimes they can be your best friends. Sometimes they can just frustrate you. But
is it here? Yes, it is. Is it here? Yes, it is. There can't be that many wires in that wall.
It could be faulty or look at... I'd say it's just that's the way stud finders are. They're a bit inconsistent and sometimes they can be fantastic, but I wouldn't go drilling intrusions to check.
Wear rubber shoes when you're drilling that well.
Yeah, wear a pair of wellies.
If the traps are drying out, this is back to our upstairs bathrooms that have an odour problem. If the traps are drying out, there must be a small leak on one of them. It'd take over a week or more for the trap to dry out, but bathrooms get used pretty often, so a trap drying out is unlikely. There may also be an open pipe somewhere, like an open cleaning eye. So it could be weeping out of the traps.
Very good point, yeah.
So if this person then wants to go and investigate that, what do they do?
So what I do is I'd take off the U-bend. And bring it into my builder's providers. Like, there's a big fear of going into a builder's providers now because you don't know exactly what you want. But you bring in what you need, they'll give you the exact same thing that's working fine.
It's very intimidating. I stand there beside a lot of lads in Snickers pants and goes, I don't know what you call this thing, but I need one of it in whatever size that is. You have to be gutsy to do that.
I know, but we always tell in our workshops to say, look, you don't have to know exactly what you need going into these places. Tell them what you're doing. And like, they're happy to help. And avoid 9 o'clock when the lads will be there, because we're the worst in the world tradesmen. We can be very, our ego gets very big when we go into these places. But try avoid the busy times and look, ask the lads. If you go into a reputable place, they're more than happy to help. They're brilliant, a lot of them nowadays.
Text saying, how do you clean out a kitchen sink with a single basin which has an overflow? Some gunk can collect at the top near the plug. The outlet is plumbed with some type of plastic? PEX. Corrosive fluids are not eco-friendly and the fluids just flow away from the gunk. Did you get that? Collecting near the top of the plug.
Yeah, that's kind of... Yeah, but it can... Look, water is... it can gather stuff. But, like, if you are changing out anything, make sure and make sure and put all the rubbers and all back on again and tighten it well and give it a good test before you finish. But all the stuff is replaceable. It's the other end where the water's going to the tap. That's a pressurised system. I'd be staying away from that kind of... That's a kind of plumber's work.
Another question here now. We've another suggestion in relation to our U-bends. The U-bends are becoming the theme of the morning. Pour water slowly down the toilet so it doesn't drag all the water in the U-bends through. So is this suggesting now that somebody has plumbed this so the toilet is working like a siphon and sucking the U-bends dry? Is that what they think?
Suck them too quick. Maybe. Yeah, if the water's going into the bowl too quick, it's going to push it out quicker and it'll draw a bit more out.
So does that mean they need to vent the toilet line separate to the sink line?
I'd say it should be okay.
We're deep into the U-bend territory. We're high level U-bend stuff at this point. A quick one before we wrap up. I need new attic insulation. Is this a job you think somebody with no DIY experience, brackets me, can do.
Yeah, so look, it is something you can do. It's not the nicest of jobs, so this time of year isn't too bad, but in the middle of the summer I wouldn't be fancy it. But just be careful. So your joicing is always about 40 centimetres centre to centre, so get a board that lies across so you can kneel on, so you're not worried about landing. You'd be sore after a day of that, but it is something you could do. As evidence, all these rolls of insulation are perforated at the perfect width, so you just pull them apart and the lane in between the two joist is very well.
Glass fibre's awful muck though, isn't it?
It's not as bad as it was.
Is it not?
Yeah, it used to be terrible, itchy, but
Oh, you're not scratching for the evening if you
not
put
too
it
bad. Yeah, but if you do find it's the inside of your arms that kind of get it, just wash with really cold water and it'll relieve it. Yeah.
Cold, not warm.
Cold, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. In relation to the U-bends, run everything and check with the torch. So get everything flowing and check to see if you have that drip that we're discussing.
Yeah, and like you often see under a sink that could be leaking for years, you know what I mean, because the stuff underneath your, especially your kitchen sink, and it soaks it up for long enough, and even the unit soaks it up. So look, it could be leaking there, so just pull everything out and give a quick look.
Thank you to Martin Glynn, founder and CEO of the DIY Academy.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.